The official unemployment rate dropped to 13.3% in May.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, just released its non-farm employment data, which shows an increase of 3.8 million jobs and an unemployment rate of 13.3% for May. BLS's report, which puts the total number of unemployed at 21 million people, was considered surprising since there are at least 22 million people who were issued unemployment insurance checks in May. The consensus among economists was a significantly higher unemployment rate for the month. It should be noted that the Department of Labor also clarified that their data collection were affected by COVID-19 and some of their data centers were closed during the surveys in May. According to the BLS, 2.5 million of the new jobs are payroll. This contrasts with the ADP, a national paycheck processing company's report of a drop of close to 3 million in payroll jobs in May. According to the BLS, 40% of the new jobs created in May were in leisure and hospitality sector. Construction and manufacturing employment also saw significant increases in their ranks. The number of full-time jobs nationwide peaked back in December 2019. By February, more than 600,000 of them have been converted to part-time jobs. But the crush came in a 1-2 punch in March and April, decimating their ranks by 15 million jobs. Unlike during the Great Recession, when the loss of full-time jobs was accompanied with a significant increase in part-time jobs, this time around, the number of part-time jobs were also significantly diminished. The total number of officially unemployed has dropped to 21 million people in May. But the official number of unemployed is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, the 2 million discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed are not counted as unemployed since their members are not even considered a part of the labor force. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't entirely agree with that description. There are 10.6 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while still looking for full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate, which is called U6, ends up at 21.2% for May. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%. The May employment data was very positive, indicating a reversal in the devastating decline in employment across the country. While these numbers will most probably be revised, the fact that we are now seeing a glimmer of hope and it is better than what we expected is welcomed news. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.